Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chad Hartman Show now brings you
Rochelle Rochelle,
a reporter turned columnist, strange, exotic, and dare we say, iconic.
You're wasting my time here.
Journey through cheers and jeers. Please welcome from the Minnesota Star Tribune.
Why are you even alive?
Rochelle Olson.
Rochelle is here. Cheers and jeers available to you. Star Tribune, StarTribune.com. Let's start with one of your jeers. I especially liked your selections today. But let's start with this Jonathan Weinhagen. What a fraud he turned out to be. Tell the folks what's going on with this guy.
Well, he's the former CEO of the Minneapolis Chamber. And I guess he was, according to our stories, he was viewed as sort of a wunderkind.
Yeah. A lot of people were raving about him.
Well, yeah. And he
they
was
were.
Also, yeah, and I've known him a long time. Mm. I mean, he was kind of everywhere, kind of.
Yes.
A man about town, which was the kind of the role in a way, but he certainly embraced that aspect of it, of getting out and talking to people and knowing everybody and being a, quote, you know, player. And I mean, in the policy sense, he mm-hmm. married and often was with his wife, by the way. I mean, he was, you name it, he was probably involved in it and had something to say about it. And you'd see him at social events. You'd see him everywhere. And then, lo and behold, summer of 2024, we find out he abruptly resigns. And then there's, you know, the forensic evaluation, and they find out that there's money missing from the chamber. And he was charged federally. Now don't ask me the specific, and I think one of them was wire fraud because I think the wire fraud charge came because he clawed back the $30,000 donation the chamber had made as reward to a reward fund the summer of, what was it, 2021, when, remember, we had three young children
horrible
in North Minneapolis under these, like, you know, random, like, driving by in a car, just terrible, terrible stories. And he clawed that back and used it for personal use. So anyway, the point
that's
being,
the worst of the worst, right? To do that,
it is pretty bad, Chad. And now he's and I gave him a jeer because, I mean, we like to give people due process, right? But he's he has pleaded guilty,
yeah,
in federal court, and he's looking at possibly, I guess, 2 to 3 years, and we'll see what the judge gives him, but. I mean, I could go on and on about how apparently federal prison is not nearly as bad as state prison. So, you know, will it really be much of anything? I don't know. But it's sad. I know Jonathan. I haven't talked to him since he resigned. He was always friendly.
Dave, should we hold Rochelle responsible for this? And Rochelle of
found,
I mean, it sounds like, Dave, to me, that she should have found out about this sooner.
I think so. It's not that she had a hand in it, but perhaps turned a blind eye.
Yeah.
Thanks. Well, but you know what also I'm kind of saying, I've been a reporter for a while, right? Mm-hmm. And I continue to be surprised. It's like you never know anyone. Not that I knew him well, but it's like, really? This is what he was doing? while also being man about town. The ability of people to lead double lives is
stunning.
Never ceases to amaze.
No,
never ceases to amaze.
This is one of those I've said so many times, and I'll say it again in light of this. Outside of the people you are really close to, like really close to, I think we're all in a position where we potentially could be shocked about what some individuals might be doing or might not be doing, which is completely counter to our perception about them. And this guy is a prime example because there were plenty of people who I knew. I think I met him once or twice at events or something like that, but I didn't know him really well.
Sure.
But when this happened, there were so, I just had Shaletta on. Shaletta knew him well. Plenty of people would see him. He was visible. He was quoted. So you're right. So that's an example of taking money the wrong way. Now let's give a cheer because you point out something very nice here with Sun Country Airlines and Make-A-Wish on their 18th trip to the North Pole at the airport. Some 50 Make-A-Wish kids and their families board a plane at Terminal 2, taxi to another gate, looks like Santa's workshop. The kids are greeted by folks in festive attire. The kids get gifts and a chance to chat with Santa. What a beautiful thing. Bravo to Sun Country for doing something so nice like this.
Well, right, and the Make-A-Wish Foundation, too. I mean, obviously, they've been doing this for years.
Oh, yeah. They're unbelievable.
I've been intrigued by this one myself for a long time, and when it popped up this week, and I thought, now, how is it? Do they actually fly? It turns out they taxi, but they just taxi to another gate. But it's still a very cool thing. A lot of kids don't get to fly, so even getting on an airplane and
sure.
And doing that would be great. And also, as we know, this is Make-A-Wish, so some of these kids probably don't have a lot of time, and they get to make these good memories, and their family gets to have the memories, and it's just great.
Yeah, this is the time of year. We just said, Given Tuesday the other day, and when people are looking to donate to rock-solid, proven organizations, Make-A-Wish is as good as any place. You know, when you look up, when you see what Make-A-Wish does almost every single day and what they've been doing for decades, they're a pretty amazing organization. Let's do this. Let's pause a little bit early. Let's get to a few more. We'll get to some of the week in politics also with our friend Rochelle Olson right here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to get to some of the politics of the week, too, and we'll get back to cheers and jeers. You wrote about Chris Maddow. He's made a couple appearances on the station this week. What is your assessment of Maddow's rollout so far?
Well, he's going to make things interesting. I mean, he's obviously, I don't know about obviously, but he's a brilliant attorney.
He is.
He's a brilliant guy. He's a hardworking attorney. He's doing great work. He's authentic. But he's also very snarky, which of course some of us appreciate, right? But,
oh, yeah.
But it's going to be interesting to see. There's a debate on Monday. The Republicans have a debate and he will be there. And it's one thing to make a case to a jury, even in a high-powered federal court, you know. But it's another, you're playing on another field now with politics, and it's going to be interesting to see how he adjusts whether he, I think it's it. I think he could catch fire. He could be kind of the straight talk express, you know, such as that was.
But, I think we might have had that before. But he said, "Are you surprised we're having a debate this early?"
A debate with the well, it's just the Republicans for one.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I'm not surprised. They like to. I wouldn't say surprised. It's December. As of January 1st, it's 2026. It's an election year, but and,
Dave,
and of course,
Dave's jotting that note down. Jot that down.
Put that
January.
Into my intro,
January is a
first.
New year. Okay.
But no, this race is going to heat up fast because they have the nominating convention. It's either late May or early June, which is going to be significant for the Republicans. If somebody gets it, that could clear the field. Well, I don't know if it'll clear the field, but
I don't think so. I think you're going to see a lot of those folks who are going to say we're playing more than just the 350 people who show up at Target Center on a beautiful summer May day or spring May day.
It's true, but I mean, there are some who would certainly like to get it, and it would certainly be a leg up for them. So in some sense, they're trying to win that, but I mean, sort of the early money is that it's going to be hard for anybody to get that, right? But then you're looking at the primary, which I think that's in September, right? Early September. So it's coming up on them fast. And you're a new candidate, say, like Chris Maddle, you got to get out there and get hustling because you're not a household name, which most of these people, frankly aren't.
How about the bozo known as Mike Lindell and his entrance into this campaign?
Yeah, I think we've talked about that before, and I think do I think Mike Lindell can win a general election even against, say, a weakened Tim Walz seeking a third term? No,
zero.
I don't think anybody thinks that, but could Mike Lindell win a nomination or a primary?
No.
Maybe.
No.
You don't think so?
No chance. I don't.
Well, I think he causes a lot of problems for some of these candidates. I mean, he further splinters the field, makes it harder for anyone else to get an endorsement.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to get some people who are drawn to him. I just think his credibility is just going to completely unravel. And, I mean, Tim Walz would do anything possible to have Mike Lindell as his opponent. And in a year when the Republicans have a real chance to win this race, because I think they do. I think they have a real chance. But if they put Mike Lindell out there, just shut down the party. That's my advice, if he's your pick.
Well, okay. That's fine, Chad. I mean, but you're thinking like a Twin Cities guy out in greater Minnesota. The right wing has much more interest in Mike Lindell than, say, more moderate Twin Cities Republicans.
But they can pick from Kristen Robbins and Lisa Damoth. Even Scott Jensen's back out to the right, clearly. I thought Jensen might run towards the middle. And Jensen the other day is tweeting out, why did the New York Times report something that the Star Tribune and other outlets never reported? I like you, Scott. But everything that was in that Times story, everything has been reported here in town. It was a good summation of it. And if you're not paying attention and you're living in New York or you're living somewhere else, it identifies a major problem in this state. But the idea that outlets like especially your paper or this show and others haven't reported the fraud story sounds cute, but it doesn't hold up any credibility.
Well, for one, it doesn't sound cute to me. It's just another attack to an attempt to weaken the mainstream media. I mean, if anybody, my colleague Dina Winter actually went back in several years and outlined, I mean, she's been doing these stories for more than, she was doing them 6 years ago.
At the Reformer.
When there were just, when there was just
really good stuff.
Hints of stuff going wrong. Anyway, but he's also, if you want to talk about Jensen, he's also leaning back into sort of vaccine hesitancy, and he's questioning. He's also questioning whether people should be taking statins, which are kind of a miracle drug, right?
He can't kind of stay away from the fringe.
That's why I'm saying there are other options for those who are further to the right than Lindell. Okay, let's get to Walz and how he has responded this week, including with Kristen Welker on the fraud story and other interviews. What did you think of Walz's approach, including saying, I want to take credit for all the folks who are getting arrested in this state? And once again, as usual, and this is like too many politicians, like almost all politicians, but he absolutely fits in this category. Again, not taking responsibility for what has happened with the fraud, which has happened under his watch.
For sure. And I'm on record multiple times. And if we were standing in a room with the governor right now, I'd say it to his face. I think he needs to take more credit, take more fault for, claim it, own it, and say, and then say, and yeah, we're on top of it. He needs to express more anger about it. I don't know why he's sort of, it's almost like he's trying to distance himself from it, and I don't see how that's going to work. I mean, we all see it. You might as well acknowledge it.
Yep.
And be angry about it. But I haven't. Yeah, it's one of the more confounding things to me. It's not how I think it should be handled. I think a lot of Democrats would like to see him express more outrage about it. And yeah.
So I've raised this a couple times this week, and I'm going to ask you again. Do you see any realistic scenario where Tim Walz is not the Democrats' candidate for governor next year?
Funny you should ask that question, because I've spent a fair amount of time trying to get an answer to that myself.
Yeah.
And
what do you think?
I don't. Right now, I'm not seeing it. I don't know that. I think there's this. I mean, the names we've talked about before are not going to get in. The big names are not going to get into the race because Tim Walz is running. You know, they're giving him that space and grace and whatever you want to call it. They're not getting in and challenging him. I do know. I had conversations this morning with multiple people who would actually like to see another Democrat get in.
Yeah.
And these are Democrats. But if there's anybody of consequence, of significance, willing to do that, I'm not hearing about it right now. I mean, continue to wonder as Walz continues to sort of try to, how would you describe his response?
Separate himself from it.
Yeah, separate himself or sort of limply respond to these questions. You continue to hear this sort of murmuring, but it's not looking like it's not pointing to it's going to amount to anything.
We have to go. Great stuff as always. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Bye-bye.
Rochelle Olson. Dave Harrigan, your Lindis construction time. You know what time it is right now?
Is it 158?
It's 158. It's time to evaluate your home's comfort with Infinity by Marvin Windows. Enjoy free installation labor all month long. CBS RE next.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-269-3454. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-269-3454 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-269-3454 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-269-3454.
From weather alerts to world events.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.